No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today.
Cole Stoddard was a young boy with a special gift of bringing laughter, smiles, and joy to everyone he met. His greatest pleasure was making others happy. He loved being outdoors playing with his twin brother Troy, his older sister Tara, and his many cousins. Cole was such a loving, caring boy who could always be counted on to brighten each moment with a silly joke or one of his magical smiles. On the night before he passed, struggling for each breath, Cole looked up at his mother and father and repeated twice, "Smile, be happy." Cole taught us all to treasure each and every moment and to always smile and be happy. I reached out to Cole's father, Tony Stoddard, and wanted him to join me on the show today to bring awareness to Cole, his legacy, and to help others when it comes to childhood cancer. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Tony Stoddard.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, Tony. And I know that each year that goes by, you honor him, you honor his legacy. You've brought awareness to Cole and the life that he lived to so many. And I wanted you to be able to share about Cole today here on The Mark White Show.
That'd be fantastic. My boy was quite a special young man. He was an identical twin brother. He had an identical twin brother, Troy. And they were inseparable. Every day at dinner time, they didn't even have their own chairs. They sat together on the same chair during meals. Unfortunately, in 2010, they both came down with an ear infection, so we took them to the doctor, and they gave them antibiotics, and Troy got better, but Cole didn't. So we brought him back to the doctor again, and they did some additional tests, and it was discovered in 2010 that he had neuroblastoma cancer, which is a cancer of the bones and nerves. he fought valiantly for about a year and a half, and unfortunately he passed away on January 20th, 2012.
I know that this time of year, when you make your posts, you have a lot of people who share kind words, and you have a lot of support around you. Let's talk about the people that have been impacted by Cole's journey, Cole's life, the fact that there are so many people who continue to share positive messages when it comes to Cole and your family.
Actually, it was quite amazing. When you find out that your child has a life-threatening illness, such as cancer, your brain just shuts down. You don't know how to focus or go on day to day. Everything in your mind is just dedicated to getting that child better, if possible. When Cole was diagnosed with cancer, once it got out there in the public, we were just swamped with people in our neighborhood, our community, towns around us, and even across the country once word got out there. And people were sending prayers and kind thoughts and gift cards, anything possible to help the family cope during the time that he was in treatment, delivering meals to the house so that we wouldn't have to worry about cooking. And it was heartwarming and in the most troubling time to see how kind people could be.
Let's talk about those three words, smile, be happy. They were the last words that Cole's message to you and your wife, and you have made a movement out of the smile, be happy words that Cole left us with.
It was quite an amazing moment when he spoke those words. Like I said, he had battled for about a year and a half. They tried all kinds of different treatments, and unfortunately, nothing was working. And it was about a week before he passed away. My wife and I were just spending all our time at the hospital, just holding him, trying to comfort him as much as possible. And he was under such heavy medication for the pain, he was sleeping most of the day. He was probably only awake for 2 or 3 hours each day. And my wife and I were in the hospital room alone with him one day, and all of a sudden, he sat up, which in itself is kind of miraculous because the cancer had spread throughout his body and he became paralyzed from the waist down. So we were kind of stunned when he sat up in bed and he looked at my wife and I and he said, smile, be happy. And we were both in shock to hear those words from him. There were so many tumors in his mouth, it was hard to understand them, any words that he was saying normally at that time. And he started to lay his head back down on his pillow, and then he sat back up again real suddenly, and this time he said it even louder. He looked us both in the eye, and he said, smile, be happy. And then he laid down back on his pillow, and he went to sleep, and that was his final message to us. And we've tried to honor those last three words, that last wish of our sons, ever since that day.
As you posted, Cole has been the inspiration behind scores of people in this world fighting for greater childhood cancer awareness that will lead to greater funding and research that's needed to battle the number one killer by disease of our children. You also said that Cole is a boy who was helping to turn the world gold for all kids affected by cancer. He has and continues to do something big. We know that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. We go gold in September, but as I've mentioned on this show, it's a year-round battle for families who have to fight childhood cancer with their children, and it's something that should be on our radar year-round to find opportunities to help bring awareness to childhood cancer, to research, and what we can do to help those who are in this battle.
Absolutely. Like I always say, you can't expect people to care unless you make them aware. Shortly before my son passed away, we were watching TV, and he always wanted to be a policeman or a fireman when he was growing up. And I remember I was sitting in the hospital bed with him one day, and I asked him, do you still want to be a policeman when you grow up or a firefighter? And he looked at me and he said, I'm not going to grow up to do or be anything. And I tried not to break down at that moment. And I just looked at him and I said, you're going to do something big someday. And he said, what's that going to be? And I said, I don't know right now, Cole. I said, but I promise you, you're going to do something big. I really didn't know what that was for many months after he passed away. And then I was working with my wife in the living room on a fundraiser. We realized we were halfway through September, and I looked at my wife and I said, there hasn't been any mention about Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. This was about 10 years ago. And they were already starting to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is in October. and not a word about childhood cancer. So I looked at my wife and I told her, this is the something big Cole's going to do. He's going to make September as gold as October is pink. From that very day, we started working on it and reaching out to different bridges and buildings and landmarks and contacting them and letting them know that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and asking them if they would light up gold. I live in New Hampshire right now, but we reached out to some of the larger places in Boston, Massachusetts, like the Prudential Building and the Zakin Bridge. They all agreed to light gold, and it got on the news and in the newspapers in New England. It just took on like a snowball effect, which is hopefully making it even greater awareness every month, every year. This year, we've been trying for 10 years, but this year was the first year that the White House actually lit gold in September, which was a major accomplishment. I think he inspired a lot of people to really put on a big push to make it a greater recognition of it. I actually work for a childhood cancer organization now. I meet hundreds of children every year and come to know hundreds of children every year who are unfortunately diagnosed with cancer. And them and their parents and their family and loved ones are also pushing for it. So we're getting there. We're getting there with greater awareness. And with greater awareness comes greater funding, which is desperately needed to end this disease.
I want to take a quick break. And you did mention Sophia's Fund initially is what we're talking about when it comes to the organization where you're executive director, Sophia's Fund. And we want to talk about that because I want people to have something in front of them that they can support, that they can donate to, that they can follow, and to take an active part when it comes to childhood cancer awareness. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
Folks, right now we're talking to Tony Stoddard. We are celebrating his son, Cole. 9 years ago, January 20th, Cole lost his life after a battle with cancer. The last three words that he said were smile, be happy. I want you to think about those words, smile, be happy, and think about where that can fit in your life as you make a difference in the lives of others. We're going to continue to talk about this subject. We're going to continue to talk about Cole, and we're honoring him today. And we'll talk about Sophia's Fund when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Unless I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. Greenville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is Emma Grace Faradelli, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I am a 12-year-old self-esteem rising ambassador for the Hance Family Foundation. I really hope you get to check them out. And don't ever forget, confidence is a superpower.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now, I have on the line with me Tony Stoddard. He is the father of Cole Stoddard, and we have been talking about Cole and honoring Cole on this show, bringing awareness to his message, to his life, his legacy. I reached out to Tony Stoddard thanks to my friends Ben Green and Lauren Green, who shared about Cole Stoddard. Here we were at this anniversary, this 9-year anniversary, and as we talked about, there were many people who had positive comments about Cole. He talked about that in the first segment. I want to talk about in this segment how you, as a listener, can make a difference when it comes to childhood cancer. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tony Stoddard.
Thank you, Mark.
You're the executive director of Sophia's Fund. Let's talk a little bit about this particular fund and how people can help.
Absolutely. About 8 years ago, a year after my son had passed away from cancer, as I had said earlier, my mission was to raise greater awareness, to turn September as gold as October is pink for breast cancer awareness. And through those efforts, the gentleman who started Sophia's Fund, his name is Ben Donorama, and he had lost his daughter, Sophia. She was only 5 years old when she passed away. And he started Sophia's Fund in her memory to help other children and other families who have children undergoing cancer treatments. Ben was blessed where he was in a financial situation where it wasn't as much of a struggle as it is for most people. So he wanted to start this Sophia's Fund in her memory so that parents could focus on getting their children better, giving them the highest quality of life while they're undergoing cancer treatments. So he started that about 10 years ago. And 8 years ago, he asked me to come on board and bring my awareness efforts and combine them with Sophia's Fund. And we've been growing a little bit bigger every year. We help families with financial needs, such as paying the rent or utility bills, or even something as simple as paying for parking when they bring a child for treatments, for blood draws or something at the hospital. It's really devastating to families when they have a child with a life-threatening illness like that financially. I believe that it's something like 60% of families that have a child with cancer end up declaring bankruptcy. So we try to fill in that void to help them help the families focus on getting their children better.
You had a battle with cancer yourself. How does that affect your perspective when it comes to your own battle and then trying to help those who are battling cancer as well?
Yes, I've been battling colon cancer for the last 3 years, and right now I'm lucky. It looks like my cancer is in remission for the past year, so hopefully it will stay that way. I was actually hiking the Appalachian Trail to raise awareness and raise funding 4 years ago, and I had an accident on the trail down in Tennessee, fell off a small cliff and tore my MCL, and I was quite devastated because I don't like failing when it comes to helping the children. But I had to go home and rest up the knee and let it get better and heal. And I had planned on going back the next year to give it another shot, but I was having stomach issues. I went to the doctors and they discovered that I had colon cancer. And I remember waking up out of anesthesia to hear that news. And the first thought that came to my mind was, oh God, I'm putting my children you know, through this cancer journey again. And the second thought I had was, how can I use my cancer to help bring greater awareness and funding for kids fighting cancer? So by me not focusing on my own suffering, you know, as hard it is going through treatments, and, you know, using my cancer to help children, that gave me the strength the past 3 years to get through all the hardships that I've been dealing with lately.
As I scrolled through, I noticed that you bring awareness to individuals, to families in their current situation with childhood cancer. I want people to be able to dive in, to jump in, like Ben and Lauren Green do. They share these efforts as well. They make people aware of these particular situations. Where can people follow? What can they do to actively help these families that you're bringing awareness to?
Well, especially this year with COVID-19 and everything, most charities, I know in the childhood cancer community, a lot of small charities, medium-sized charities such as ours, were devastated by COVID-19. We typically raise most of our funds through outdoor fun events, road races, cornhole tournaments, that type of thing. And when COVID struck, we had to cancel all of our outdoor fundraising efforts, indoor fundraising efforts, galas and that type of thing. But luckily for Sophia's fund, we were blessed where we have such an amazing support system where people donated through social media posts and that type of thing, grants. So we were able to help the families that came to us in need this year. But a lot of childhood cancer organizations weren't as lucky. Basically, it comes down to dollars. If people have an extra dollar or two to spare, it's so desperately needed. Like I said before, 60% of families that have a child with undergoing cancer treatment end up declaring bankruptcy. And if we can take that stress away from them, ultimately, the child has a better chance to recover faster if you take the stress out of that situation.
Absolutely. And people can go to Facebook, Sophia's Fund. That's S-O-P-H-I-A apostrophe S, Sophia's Fund. And also go to sophiasfund.org. Check out that website. I want you to know that for you and Michelle and Troy and Tara, that the Mark White Show is in your corner. When you have an effort, when you have something that you want to bring awareness to, please let me know, reach out, and I'll try to do the best I can to bring awareness to the effort that you're trying to share.
Thank you so much, Mark. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing about Cole and this special message that he left us, and we need to live by it. Smile, be happy. Incredible words from a young man who is no longer with us, but his legacy lives on and is thriving through you and your family and all the people who have now rallied around this effort in an effort to bring awareness to childhood cancer. So thank you for getting the ball rolling. Thank you for bringing Cole into our lives and letting us know about him and his legacy.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
We've been talking to Tony Stoddard. I want you to smile, be happy. I want you to live by Cole's words. This show is to recognize difference makers, share their stories, encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. I want you to share this show with your friends, your neighbors, your family members. Let them know about Cole. Let them know about Smile, Be Happy. Let them know about Going Gold in September, Childhood Cancer Awareness. Bring awareness to this subject to help these individuals and families, groups, organizations, foundations that exist to bring awareness to childhood cancer, to fund research. We want you to be a part of this effort. And I hope that you will let people know about this show today. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also follow on MeWe. You can subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. If you would like to send me a message, if you have a story you would like to share, you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in today. This show is dedicated to the memory of Cole Stoddard and his message, Smile, Be Happy. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. The
these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Before we close out the show, I would like to welcome my newest sponsor, Boutique Air. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, flying out of Muscle Shoals to Atlanta, Nashville, and now to Pensacola. You can book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Please let them know that you appreciate their support by going to like Boutique Air MSL on Facebook. Again, we appreciate Boutique Air for being a sponsor of The Mark White Show.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.